My name is Oscar, and we are doing this interview for Stalker magazine, which is like Finnish / German. Mm-hmm. And can we like do a round of introduction? Who are you and what you do in the band?
I'm Maki, and I play the bass in Kella Mikla.
Yeah. I'm Leve, and I'm the vocalist of Kella Mikla.
I'm Solveig, and I play synths in Kella Mikla.
Yeah. Great. And first question, how do you pronounce the name of the album correctly in Icelandic? The last one, that Undir Kaldrum Norður.
It's Undir Kaldrum Norður Ljósum.
Okay.
You got it very, very closely.
Yeah. And do you have any short version for that name?
No.
We just always say Kaldrum or Undir or something, if you want to say it very quickly.
So you already played one gig yesterday. How it was?
It was amazing. We had a really good time. It was a really nice crowd. People were just, everyone was really, really nice. And I think we had a great time, yeah.
Yeah. And also it was the people in the audience that were very fitting to us also. And I'm very happy about that.
Mm-hmm. And how did you end up warming up for Ville Valo? He's quite popular here, as you know, like not many people can do 3 concerts in a row in Helsinki. It's very rare. I think Metallica has a couple this later, but apart from that, so how do we end up?
Our manager just saw that he was going on tour, and I think she just sent a request or something like this. So.
Yeah.
And he just picked us, I guess. But we are very, very happy and honored that he choose us.
Yeah, and how, did you had a chance to meet him so
yes.
far? How it was?
He was just really, really nice. Like, we only met him for the first time yesterday, but yeah, he was just really nice and like super, yeah, just a genuine person. Looked.
Yeah, very welcoming and, yeah. and happy to have us, and it was very good.
Yeah, so we were like really excited for the upcoming shows with him because he sounds very like friendly and welcoming.
Yeah.
And you go like how many gigs is him?
A lot.
Very many. I think like 60.
60?
Mm. Yeah.
Like are you gonna be like entire year is this or
no. it's very busy.
Okay, yeah. And it will last like till which time? It's like till autumn or winter?
Nah.
No. Till May.
Till May.
Till
yeah.
May.
When does this interview come out?
Probably within a month, I think. Like.
Then we can just say that we are going on a tour with him in America as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's why we're gonna do like 60 shows. We're gonna go together to Europe, do like 30 shows there, and then a month later after that we go to America and with him and do 30 more. So it's gonna be 60 something shows.
Amazing.
That's gonna like, so it's gonna be busy.
I so admire that you can work like that. It's like when I'm lazy myself, like with my projects, I usually like, oh, but I should remember how my musician friends work. And, like I should not be lazy. I should like be taking an example from them.
But yeah. But doing this work, it's so much like you go into it and you go on tours and it's very difficult and it's very like busy and everything like that, but then you go home and you like go way more down, so it's
difficult, but it's so fun.
Yes.
Yeah. And do you have time to rest in the tours?
No. Like, we barely get any off days. It's mostly just show after show after show, but we're just always helping each other to stay focused and be in a good mood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's good when you work with such nice people. Like our team and his team seem very nice, so it's gonna be great.
I just wondered, like, about the touring. I also know that you tour a lot, like even Finland the second time in the entire year, and America was just a month ago.
Yeah.
So you're like, okay, again. How do you know any idea how it, like how you managed to achieve that kind of high touring rate? Because you are not a terribly enormous band,
no.
Which is I think nice because you're more genuine that way. You're not maybe commercial like big acts or anything. So it's always, for me, it's always fun to go to such bands rather than to, you know, completely commercial. Mm-hmm. And but still, like, you got enormous amount of touring. 3 years ago, you had America tour. You had this time quite large. Was it like about 30 cities?
Yeah.
So, and I just wonder, how do you manage to get to this kind of level of touring? And
I mean, we just work with very good people, and it's like, we, when you release an album, it's very good to promote it with, you know, playing it live, especially because we look at ourselves as a performing band.
And we have a good team around us helping us to, you know, organize these kind of things. So.
Also, we're just pretty crazy. We're always like, yeah. when we get the offer, you're just like, yes, let's go. And then let's go again and again and again. And yeah.
Excellent. Your last album is Uldur Kontrum Nordur.
Yes.
We should have rehearsed it.
No, don't worry. It's difficult.
I basically, I took a time yesterday to go through most of your material, like just a bunch of songs from every album since 2014. And there is a very clear change from kind of punkish sound to what you arrived. So you had like that last gap, 3 years between the previous album and this one, and the sound changed completely. So can you like tell a little bit how it went, how was like the process? Because this sound, the last album, I think it's really a leap forward for you.
I mean, when we started out, we were just like teenagers in high school, and we just met each other. We didn't really know how to make music, but we always wanted to be in a band, like we... Like, I had never played bass before, she had never sung before, so we just started out, like, very punky. We just, like, went to the studio, like, played around, had fun, started playing shows, and then we just started evolving after that. We just start to learn more and more, because, like, at first we didn't know anything, and then just, I feel like, each album we are learning more and more, and we just, we just like trying new things.
And I think we've always had the thing that we don't really call ourselves any specific genre, so we just make what we want to make in the moment. So when, if we want to make like this kind of album or whatever, you know, what comes to us, we just do it. We never like say, oh, we have to stick to only this sound. We just do what we feel like.
Yeah, it's like it happens also to many bands like that, that they kind of play around and then at some point it just clicks.
Yeah.
That they find something that is so together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What like inspires you? Do you have some sources of inspiration in books, music, like when you make your art? Like, do you get inspiration from some sources?
I think for us it's more like inspiration from like emotions, environment, like, you know, it can be from like feelings, from landscapes and stuff like this, rather than maybe like, rather than getting inspired by something from pop culture, like bands or movies. It's more like just everything around.
I mean, yeah, like growing up on a tiny frozen island, very like secluded from everywhere else. I feel like we are very inspired by just like the darkness that we get in Iceland and probably in Finland as well, and like just nature.
Yeah.
And also very much like old Icelandic like folklore and ghost stories and stuff we grew up with as children, because like there's a lot of that in Iceland, so that is also something that's very inspiring to us.
Absolutely, and I think Iceland has this kind of very harsh landscape, but it's also like very beautiful, and I feel that's very inspiring too.
Yeah, I dream to go there. Yes. At some point I will go. Ghost stories, any particular ghost stories that came in mind, like just to scare the listeners a little bit?
if they want to read a ghost story, maybe read Djáknin á Myrká. That's a good one.
Yeah, they're maybe too long to say in the interview, I think.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, true.
What sort of ghosts are in Iceland? That is scary.
There's many ghosts.
Yeah, I mean, there's one story about a man that is in love with a woman and he goes and sees her, but he dies on the way, but he's still roaming around. And
he tries like to drag her into the grave with him.
Yeah. Well, it's very romantic.
Yeah.
Very persistent guy.
Yeah.
I have a question about how you feel on stage. There is an interview in 2016.
Oh.
Where you said it was Solveig. Mm-hmm. I got filled with very deep sadness on stage. All the feelings we are expressing come flooding through me. At the last Airways festival, I always cried when we played Glimmer or Casca. There is something about the song. So that was 2016.
Yeah. And
now, like, what do you feel on stage? Do you still leave the song like that? Or?
I feel so. Yeah. I mean, I feel very emotionally invested in the songs, and it's when we perform the songs, we very much want to portray the emotions. So. We do it on stage.
Yeah, I think we all just let ourselves kind of go into the song and
mm-hmm.
Yeah, like yesterday I was like singing some song and I was trying to, you know, live the song, but I forgot I had very sharp nails. I accidentally like scratched myself here and I have like a mark.
Yeah.
Because I was just so invested into
this is so punk.
The song. Yeah.
Metal.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very nice actually. I noticed that, like, for instance, Aurora, she always like lives, always when she does anything, she lives through songs and even mm-hmm. when she talks,
mm-hmm.
she is living what she's saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wouldn't be fun to go watch a band that was just looking bored on the stage, you know. I think mm-hmm. I think it's important to, yes, feel your songs while you perform.
Yeah, and do you have any particular stage images or like that you like decided you will look like particular character or?
Oh yeah, no, not really. We just kind of Kælan Mikla, you know, is the character from the Moomins, the Lady of the Cold, and when we go on stage, we want to like kind of unite and portray her and be these.
It's like the Snow Queen kind yeah. of. Yeah.
We always say, or we always feel like Kælan Mikla is almost like an alter ego for the three of us. So like when the three of us come together on stage, we are like kind of conjuring her spirit of like this very like dark and beautiful femme fatale persona. That is kind of just like how we feel when we are three together. So mm-hmm. it's like together we are stronger, and that's just what we want to portray on stage. It's just like us together being mm-hmm. strong.
It's like winter in a female form, mm-hmm. kind of.
Yeah, and you know what? When I talked to Hailung, mm-hmm. They say the same about the band.
Oh, really?
They're like, okay, there are like three of us, and it's kind of Hailung is something bigger than us. It's like kind of entity.
Yeah.
It's very interesting to hear from you, because it's like you think alike.
Yeah.
Your lyrics is pretty dark and often about loneliness, cold themes. Why you drawn to that themes and you sing about those things, but is it like a personal experience or you are completely different persons like in real life or how it all connects to you?
I feel like in the first albums like Mánadans and the Kælan Mikla album, and also note that they're not, I think they're all very about emotions and our emotions. And I mean, we have all experienced a lot of sadness and difficulties, and it's very much about that. But in recent years, I feel like we've been taking nature and more like environmental things into our songs. And like for the last album, Laufey was writing a lot of like her own like kind of fairy tales, and I think they're so beautiful. Like Sirenur is just like you're the story that you made up, and I think it's so beautiful.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel maybe we just we were very angry teenagers in the beginning, and like slowly we are growing up more. And but yeah, I feel like it's always been kind of a mix between fairy tales and emotions. Yeah. And
I mean, going on stage and screaming your emotions is cheaper than going to a therapist.
So, you know, it goes the other way around. Yes. You don't spend money.
Exactly.
You get paid for screaming.
Yes, it's pretty good. It helps a lot working through your emotions, just like writing like all your deepest, darkest thoughts down, and then go and scream it in some people's face, and they look and they listen.
Yeah,
and
I feel like it's so helpful. People often say to me like, "Oh, Laufey, you're always like in such a good mood, and you're always happy, and just so chill." And I think it's just because I get paid to scream at people.
Yeah.
You talk a lot about occult in songs. Did you met any occult experience yourself, or maybe some fans told you something that, "Oh, I recognize that this has happened to me really." This.
What is a
occult,
like a magic.
I think
I mean, we're not like involved in any particular occult things. It's more like our own magic that we made up and what we conjure together. It's like our own type of rituals, you know.
Laufey and Solveig, I read that you used to write poetry. Are you still writing poetry, or?
Our lyrics are our poetry.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we write poems and then sometimes we write poems and then when we make the song, we take the poems and we use it as the lyrics instead of writing the lyrics afterwards, but it can go both ways.
And sometimes we, like, put our poems together. Maybe we take this verse in this poem from Laufey and then this from mine. And
yeah, like, take little pieces from different poems and put it together to fit the song.
How you end up with particular ideas, how they get born usually?
In the poetry?
Yeah, like when you like about to come up with such a particular song. Is it some state of mind that you are in, or?
I think it's very, very like various, you know. Sometimes you write when you're on the bus. Sometimes you write when you're
in the shower.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or when you're just lying down and going to bed, or if you are in the countryside and you're writing about things around you.
Yeah, Einar Selvig, he told me that he goes like, he calls it searching for a song.
Oh,
he
really?
Goes like the countryside basically, yeah. And he like reconnects with nature and. Mm-hmm. How we get Vardruna.
Yeah.
Or he just sitting at home and feels like lonely and kind of distant from nature, and he longing to go to nature.
Yeah.
He does also helps him.
I mean, it is you have to keep practice if you're writing a lot. Like I feel like I took some time when I stopped writing a lot, and I feel like I kind of missed this magic power of writing. But I've been working on it a lot. And I feel like I've got it again. So, of course, it's something you have to practice all the time, really.
Yeah, and just one question about particular song. I really like that Solstedur, is it correct?
Solstedur,
yeah.
So, I watched the video. So, what are the persons on the video and why they carry those moons in the end?
Well, we are the persons in the video.
Mm-hmm.
And we are just being we were kind of, the thought was that we are like representing different nature forces. So there is one with the water, one with the earth, and one with the wind. And we wanted to use like some kind of, we used like some inspiration from like tarot cards, like the three of swords and the three of cups. And the idea of the three, like three as like a magic number, you know, and the three of us and... Yes, it has a lot of different inspirations in it, I guess.
Yeah, it's a beautiful video.
Mm.
Thank you.
It's like, it reminds me of some Madonna clip from a while. Mm-hmm. Frozen.
Oh, it's
yeah.
My favorite.
It's actually, this is the song I have on my brain this morning. I was singing it on my brain.
Yeah.
We were talking about this video, actually, when we were making this with the director. We were talking about the Madonna's Frozen.
Yes.
Because it's quite beautiful.
Yeah, that's simple but striking.
Yes.
So you didn't went for some overcomplicated stuff. And fortunately, it's not a cliché video.
Yes.
I really like, I appreciate the hard work the bands do usually, but even the most successful bands, they end up just playing instruments without plugging them in some clip.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's mixed with some story, but they tend to insert themselves.
And this was a very difficult video to shoot because we drove in like up to the middle of nowhere. We were in the mountains in the middle of the night, in the darkness, in a snowstorm, like making this, and it was so cold, and it was like...
Yeah, and it was just these two girls with us, you know, and they just had one small camera, you know, and it was... I think the video is so beautiful compared to how we had no crew, no gear, and it was just in a snowstorm.
Yeah, we just did everything ourselves. Yeah.
But it's a very good result.
Yes.
Thank you.
So any bands you are especially friends with nowadays in Iceland or globally? Like any colleagues that you keep in close contact with?
Yeah, I mean, we have a lot. Like Iceland, the music scene in Iceland is... really small but still really big at the same time, because there are so many people making music, and but it's like everyone kind of like knows each other a little bit, so like we have a lot of good friends in Iceland that make amazing music. Maybe for example Gróa is one of our favorites at the moment, I would say. It's like these three girls that make punk music, but they're all like around 20. They're like very young, but they've already made like three albums. They're amazing. Mm-hmm. So they're good friends with us.
Yes.
Yes. Our producer, he has a band called Bangan. Mm-hmm. Or like he like produced the last album we made, and he's one of our best friends, I guess. Mm-hmm. And
I mean, we have. I'm
it's so hard
I'm
to count
so
it because it's like everyone is friends, and I think like we have friends even like from. The beautiful thing I think about music in Iceland is that you're friends with musicians from like all the different scenes. So mm-hmm. like we can have friends who are black metal guys, and we can have friends who are rappers, and we can have friends who are in the mm-hmm. pop scene, and like because it's so such a community, you know, it's so mm-hmm. small. It's hard to name drop because it's like I want to say everyone,
yes.
but then I can't say everyone, you know. Yeah,
I like some Icelandic acts. I know Sulstafir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are friends with us too. You know, we played with them, and they are great.
Mm. And that guy, his nickname is Loror.
Yeah.
Oh, Loror! He just recently passed away.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah, it's very sad.
Mm. I didn't know that. Sorry. Mm.
No.
Oh, it's okay.
No.
It's okay.
And Sigur Rós, of course.
Yeah. We don't know Sigur Rós.
No, we don't.
But not personally,
no,
but they're incredible and very inspiring.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they're probably also not too much in Iceland. They're probably touring.
Yeah.
They just played in Iceland recently. I went to their show. It was incredible.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you still perform old songs, like from punk days? Sorry, I haven't been to the gig yet.
Not from the, because we can't have a drum kit, so we can't do the songs from the first album, but we still perform like Cult, which is from our second album.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like famous one.
Yes. So is this one, but mostly we're trying to focus on the new songs, but we keep like some old and gold.
Yeah. I mean, we always talk about that we want to someday, we don't know when, play the first album we made.
Yeah.
Just like for memories and for people that want to see it and stuff like that. But yeah, like Laufey said, it's difficult because Solveig plays the drum kit on that, and we can't use a drum kit.
We don't own a drum kit.
Yeah.
And I like electronic drums.
Yeah.
But I have to practice also.
Yeah, we can do it one day. We for sure will.
Mm-hmm. I just got curious, since you played Medgarmut Festival last year, how was it? I mean, it looks like I really want to go there. I probably will next year. And how did it feel to be there? Like,
it was awesome.
Is
that
festival
so
different
cool.
from any like other? Because I know it's made especially for Nordic folk and black metal.
It's
so
different. It's different from any festival we've ever been to, because it's just like a... it's just like going back in time to the Viking days, and people are like in full Viking costume, and it's like this Viking houses. It's crazy.
We were waiting for our sound check, and then we thought we were in the wrong place because suddenly, like, bunch of people walked into where the audience is in front of the stage, and there was like a sword fight.
Yeah,
it was very cool.
Yeah, and we were walking also somewhere in the forest, and there was just this deer running around. You know, the animal.
Yeah.
Yes. So, and it was so like unreal, you know, to see just deer running around in a music festival.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should go. It's one of the best festivals I've been to. So.
Yeah, I'm about to.
Yeah. Like absolutely.
Like, since the last album was a couple of years ago, what are the future plans? Do you plan to release something anytime in future?
We really want to start releasing some things.
Yeah, I mean, we've been focusing really much on just touring and traveling and playing a lot of shows since we released the new album. I think also we want to travel and play so much because we were stuck at home for 2 years during COVID. So now we're just like being so happy to be able to travel again. So
yeah,
we've just been playing and touring a lot. But now we have been touring a lot, so we are starting to write more material. And so we're going a little bit back into creative now.
Yeah, it's because we released the album like during lockdown. So we were just so excited that we can finally play it, you know, and then we just booked like all these tours and went crazy. So I think it's now we are getting into the, like she said, the right mode.
Yeah.
Yes.
Earlier you said like you have a lot of stories about being spontaneous. Like I read about your first recordings when you were like catching up basically to the demand of the fans to record something. Like, did you become less spontaneous now, or you are still, like, experience that?
We're pretty spontaneous, yeah. I would say that, yes.
Things can change every day, like...
Yeah, we are crazy.
Yeah.
For sure.
Can you tell a little bit how you come up with your visuals for the last album? Because I really like those illustrations. That's actually how I found you out.
Oh, really?
I saw a person in the t-shirt, and it was so well designed, this one. Can you tell, like, how you arrived to the collaboration with that artist? And...
We were on the tour with Alsace from France, and we were just talking to them about, like, how nice their, like, artwork is. And they said, like, oh, it's, you know, good friends, we can introduce you. So we met them at the show in Paris, and they like our band, so we wrote them an email and collaborated, and we just like we sent them, like we described to them like all the lyrics of the songs and like what we are imagining, you know, what is happening in the music. Yeah, this people are just like very talented and made the images, so the images are like what is happening in the lyrics, and we really wanted to people who don't speak Icelandic to understand what is happening in the song. And I think it is this collaboration was perfect for that too.
And for example, like our album cover and like the t-shirts you have on right now, like the woman, she is supposed to be Kaila Mikla, like our entity that we are together. Yeah. And this is like how we describe to them how we feel like she looks, and they drew her for us. So like this is how she looks for
us. You can see she is like made up like from mountains and glaciers. Yes. And it's like icicles, you know, on her dress, and she's winter in female form.
Yeah, and I also like to compliment your graphic designer who made this lettering on the back of the t-shirt, because
she's just in there.
Yeah, that's her in here. Yeah. And
she designs all the merchandise, the album covers.
Just many bands, they do like merchandise, so it's just something that you can like throw at fans, like sell, get money, but it's not looking great.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You did the other way around, and I bought it online. I kind of I wanted this t-shirt. First, I took a picture of the girl in this t-shirt.
Oh, wow.
I had no idea what is this text. And so I kind of Googled it later, then I came up to your name and I started listening, and I listened for a week, I think.
Oh, wow, that's amazing.
I'm so happy that people are discovering us because of our cool t-shirts.
Yeah, it's great. That's awesome.
Yeah, and I mean, we put a lot of effort into an effort and work, and we work with amazing people, on especially the visual aspect of everything. Because exactly like we sing in Icelandic, so I think
it's important
to kind of like visualize what we're saying, so people can understand it even better.
Yeah, they can understand the whole atmosphere, and we're very devoted to her as a designer, like she's involved in everything we put out in the visual field.
Yeah, all right. Maybe just few final words, if you like.
Yeah, we're super excited to tour with Vilvalo. We're super happy to.
Yes, I guess when this interview comes out, we will be on the tour with Vilvalo. So I encourage everyone to come to the show.
Yeah.
It will, I think it will be a very fun tour, and looking forward.
Yeah.